WPLA News.
Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are set to debate one-on-one for the first time Tuesday night. Their first of three debates takes place 5 weeks ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Biden has maintained about a 7 percentage point advantage over Mr. Trump in national polls for weeks. If he wins, Mr. Trump would be the third U.S. president in the last four decades to lose his bid for re-election. But the race is close in several key battleground states, meaning Mr. Trump could once again lose the popular vote, as he did in 2016 against Democrat Hillary Clinton, and still win the Electoral College vote to claim victory. There are estimates that 100 million Americans will watch the two presidential contenders square off for 90 minutes in the widely televised and live-streamed event. They will face questions from Fox News journalist Chris Wallace. As about 100 people watch in person, it will be the first time the two candidates have appeared together in this race. Wallace said he will pose questions on six topics: the candidates' records, the coronavirus pandemic, Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, the U.S. economy, the integrity of the election, and race and violence in U.S. cities. One late-breaking topic is also likely to come up: a New York Times report on Sunday that the billionaire Trump paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016, the year he ran for the presidency, and in 2017, his first year in office. The report detailed how Trump, who has often boasted of his business savvy, has written off hundreds of millions of dollars in business losses. Trump called the report totally fake news, but the Biden campaign on Sunday highlighted it to advance its contention that Trump is out of touch. This is VOA News. The U.N. Security Council will hold emergency talks Tuesday behind closed doors on the ethnic Armenian region of Nagorno-Karabakh, where fierce fighting has raged since the weekend. That's according to diplomats on Monday. The clashes come in the middle of the annual U.N. General Assembly and raises fears of a war between ex-Soviet republics Azerbaijan and Armenia in the Caucasus. Armenia and Azerbaijan have been locked in a territorial dispute over the ethnic Armenian region of Nagorno-Karabakh for decades, with deadly fighting flaring up earlier this year and also in 2016. Increasingly deadly fighting raged Monday between Azerbaijani and Armenian forces, sparking bellicose rhetoric from Turkey, despite international pleas for a halt in fighting between the longtime enemies. Russia has a military alliance with Armenia, while Turkey backs Azerbaijan. At least 95 people have been killed in the most recent fighting, including 11 civilians, and that's according to the latest available tallies. French President Emmanuel Macron will meet Tuesday with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. During his visit to Lithuania, the meeting is seen as a major show of support for the activist. Tsikhanouskaya, who fled to Vilnius after claiming victory in a disputed election, told AFP on Monday she had requested the meeting and called on Macron to help mediate in the crisis. Macron confirmed he would meet Tsikhanouskaya on Tuesday morning during his three-day visit to Lithuania and Latvia. He called for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, to handle mediation on Belarus and vowed that Paris will do everything it can to ensure this mediation comes into being. Macron said Russian President Vladimir Putin has also agreed to support the initiative. The first of a group of three tankers carrying Iranian fuel for gasoline-starved Venezuela entered Venezuelan waters on Monday in the most recent sign of the country's expanding trade. The two OPEC members have increased cooperation this year by exchanging crude oil, fuel, food, equipment for refineries, and other industrial goods. The Iran-flagged tanker Forest, transporting some 270,000 barrels of fuel loaded in the Middle East, entered Venezuela's exclusive economic zone on Monday morning. Although both Iran and Venezuela are under tough U.S. sanctions, Washington has not moved to intercept the vessel. In July, the United States seized a group of Iranian cargoes aboard privately owned vessels bound for Venezuela through a civil forfeiture case. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.